पार्वती पुते हर हर महा।
Schläfst du noch zu jemandem, der tief und fällt, wenn es sagen wir mal, ich schlafe noch, dann sagst du nicht zu jemandem, schläfst du noch. Dann sagst du zu jemandem, weiß ich nicht, irgendwas anderes, aber schläfst du noch, du hast mich behandelt wie so ein Hamster. Schläfst du noch? Also.
Habe ich schon oft zu dir gesagt, aber.
Ja, aber nicht so.
Marie had recently moved in with me. That was great, but not easy. She was already working on her second novel, while I was pretty lost after finishing film school. My parents were still paying my rent.
Rind einfach überall, guck mal. Also es rind. Ist einfach absurd. Es wird ja nur nass.
I wanted to make dark films like my idol, David Lynch. But I was lacking the darkness. He was my age when he completed his first masterpiece. Then I discovered this ad on the internet, a conference in America where David Lynch himself was supposed to speak about the source of creativity. Was I going to find out where he got all of his ingenious ideas from?
Weißt du, wo mein Schlafsack ist?
Marie didn't want me to go, but there was no stopping me.
Weißt du, weil der so schlecht ist oder weil du traurig bist?
Beides.
I traveled to the middle of nowhere, a place called Fairfield, Iowa, in America's Midwest. What in the world made David Lynch leave Hollywood for this? Transcendental meditation plays an important part in his life, but he had never spoken about it in public. Now he has invited his fans to the Maharishi University, which was founded by an Indian guru. And sure enough, there he was.
Mr. Lynch, I wanted to ask you why exactly after meditating for 32 years in privacy, why have you gone to the public now at this moment, and how does the work for the foundation affect your work as a filmmaker?
It takes time away from filmmaking, for sure. And I, one of the things I liked about transcendental meditation, or you know, it's you learn this technique and you just add it to your life and go about your business. I enjoy the doing more. I love the doing more. And I think the intuition and the catching of ideas gets easier. It's money in the bank to take that trip. Every one of you could sit, you sit in a chair comfortably, you close your eyes, you start a mantra, and you go within. It's so beautiful to dive within, and it's diving into the big self.
David Lynch isn't the only celebrity here this weekend. Donovan, the 60s superstar, dedicates his performance to the founder of the TM movement.
Maharishi, a mysterious figure, maybe, to many of you here. A true yogi initiated me finally in a house in Beverly Hills.
Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who Donovan is singing about and whose meditation David Lynch is so fond of, became world famous for being the Beatles guru. What was it about Maharishi that fascinated these great artists?
Me and the Beatles. We used to sit and talk about how we would learn how to meditate, because we were wishing to sing songs for peace and brotherhood. We knew that the Western philosophy and wisdom had been lost. So we looked to the East and wondered where the answer to the suffering of the 20th century was going to be found. And it was clear. This was the answer. Now we could give the millions of our fans an alternative way to enter the inner world. So when we came back from India, we gave this meditation from Maharishi to millions of fans.
The conference climaxes with a phone call from Maharishi from his headquarters in Holland. For the first time in many years, the old guru speaks to the public.
Young students, I have only one to advise you. Go by the advice that you have received by the artist, Dr. Lynch.
You read the papers, you watch TV, you listen to the radio, there's nothing. Nothing but problems. And half-baked, ridiculous, absurd solutions. You don't have to believe that this peace-creating group will bring peace to Earth, but why not give it a try?
All that is accumulated in the first level of the Veda.
I've got to meet David Lynch in person to really understand transcendental meditation. But getting to him is difficult. Marie is my lucky charm. A big German newspaper assigned her to interview David Lynch. She made the trip, although we were uncertain if the great master would meet with us.
Oh, ich kann es ja nicht glauben. Was hast du dich an?
Bleib mal, was los ist.
Also morgen um 11 Uhr sitzt er mit David Lynch im Kaminzimmer in so einem ayurvedischen Haus und haben 40 Minuten Zeit.
Wow.
Ja, genau.
Wir beide.
Ja.
Ich habe mich so krass geil vorbereitet.
Ja. Juhu!
She was more than prepared to face the master director.
Should I sit here?
Yeah, that's your place. Oh, you got a coin for luck. It's fine.
This is, no, I'm going to give it to you because it was tails up. So oh, that's for you.
Okay.
I sit down and I close my eyes and I start this mantra. And as I say, it was as if I was in an elevator and they snipped the cables. And whew, down, out, all over, huge bliss. And a feeling that is like so powerful. And I said, whoa, what is going on? All the different words that make up negativity, all those things start to melt away. And I say, it's like we're all, you know, for one reason or another, in this suffocating rubber clown suit of negativity. And it is real stinky rubber. And why do we want to be clowns? And I say, the main thing is the enjoyment of doing. The enjoyment of doing and the ability to focus more. And really get in, and a kind of understanding grows. So it's when you're in your work, it just starts talking to you more, and it's blissful more. It's not like you dive in once and you say, I'm enlightened. You dive in every day, regular as clockwork, regular as clockwork. It's a real German thing. And you just do it, and you just watch things get better. For a filmmaker, you want to get the best teacher you can get. And for studying life and making life better, you want to get the best teacher you can get.
Okay, thank you, David.
Yeah,
that's it. Over to,
hey, well, good to luck to you, David. Be on your film. You be a strong proponent and enjoy life and enjoy your filmmaking. And you're going to zoom forward. You'll see.
All right.
Wherever you are now, you may be fine. But you'll just go quickly.
Animated by David Lynch's words, I want to take a closer look at the campus. The heart of the Maharishi University is the Golden Dome. Here the meditators meet for their daily routine. First comes the standard meditation, then something more advanced, yogic flying. It looks more like hopping, but it's supposed to increase creativity and intuition.
I have to get into the mood.
The Maharishi University also runs a neurological lab.
What we find is the level of brain integration goes up, their performance on tasks improves, their emotional stability goes up, their moral reasoning goes up, anxiety goes down. This is what it should look like. It should follow. It should come up.
Brainwave reading isn't very encouraging. In fact, it's a total mess. I'm light years away from the consciousness of a yogic flyer. I have to change something. For my introductory course, I'm directed to the German Transcendental Meditation Headquarters in Hanover, also known as the Peace Palace. Here I'm assigned a TM teacher. I bring along the prescribed offerings, 6 fresh flowers, sweet fruits, a white handkerchief, and 2,380 euros in cash.
Also das ist die Tradition. Der Fluss des Wissens wird weiter überliefert, bis es schließlich dann bei Gurudev ankommt. Und er ist der letzte Hüter dieses Wissens gewesen. Er hat es dann Maharishi gegeben und Maharishi hat es in der Welt verbreitet. Und jeder bekommt ein für sich geeignetes Mantra. Ja? Das Mantra hat keine Bedeutung, es ist ein reiner Klang. Und deswegen kann der Geist loslassen. Es ist das Mittel, was den Geist von der bewussten Denkebene transzendieren lässt, überschreiten lässt, ja, nach innen gehen lässt. Und es ist auch wichtig, dass jeder ein für sich geeignetes Mantra bekommt. Das ist einfach,
was für Kriterien wird denn das?
Ja, die Kriterien sagen wir nicht als TM-Lehrer, die bleiben bei uns sozusagen.
This morning I receive my personal mantra, an Indian word in Sanskrit that I may never, under any circumstances, tell anyone. I am to repeat it silently for the rest of my life, twice a day for 20 minutes. We are not permitted to film the initiation ceremony.
Das ist alles die Folge der Meditation, dass wir gesünder werden, Stress abbauen. Aber es gibt noch einen weiteren Schritt und der Schritt ist, dass TM Erleuchtung bewirkt. Das heißt, Erleuchtung entwickeln kann. Wir sind froh, dass wir in dieser Zeit einen Meister haben, der jedem diese Technik zur Erleuchtung geben kann. Und das ist Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
What have I gotten myself into? Is TM strictly scientific, non-religious as they claim? Yet while meditating, these questions fade away. During the weekly group meditation at the Berlin TM Center, I feel deeply connected and self-assured. It's just as David Lynch had predicted. My doubts and fears begin to dissipate. With the help of my mantra, I learn to tame the monkey in my mind and delve into tranquility. But life goes on. Marie is back in New York, where she grew up. We are separated for months.
Hallo!
Hui.
Ja, aber warum willst du nicht über dich schreiben?
Nein, damit wir, Nein, du sollst ja nicht über mich schreiben, aber du sollst dich auch beschäftigen mit mir.
Okay, gut, das mache ich. Ich muss jetzt auch losgehen.
Ja, okay.
When I meditate, I feel wonderfully in tune with the world. But afterwards, I'm still alone in my apartment. The 6th of February, 2008, I receive news of Maharishi's death. I had always hoped to meet him. I rush to India and get there just in time for Maharishi's funeral. It's in Allahabad, the holiest place on the river Ganges.
David!
One second.
Nice to meet you. Namaste.
Tens of thousands of pilgrims have come to pay their last tribute to the Guru. In his final years, Maharishi was a total recluse. Only in death can one be close to him again. I expected the TM movement to be this big. Rose petals fall from the sky, and the cremation is conducted like a state funeral. The VIP seats are given to the Rajas. Crowned by Maharishi shortly before his death, these are the governors of his empire. The leader of the Rajas is the Maharaja, Maharishi's official successor. According to custom, Maharishi's family oversees the cremation and collects his ashes. His three nephews are especially important. They are supposed to control TM's finances. Maharishi's estate is estimated to be worth several billion dollars. Can Maharishi's successor keep the movement together?
Yeah.
limited in the body. Now his body in universal body has become.
So here I was in a most incredible ceremony for, you know, His Holiness Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who brought so much to the world, totality to the world. And there I am in India. And there I am the next day in the little boats going to the Sangam. In this moment in time, getting into the Ganges, dipping three times after saying my prayers, at the same moment, some of Maharishi's ashes going into the Ganges. I feel, you know, Maharishi is as lively and here, there, and everywhere as ever before, and everything is beautiful.
If you deal with the truth, or with a real person that lived and that's so admired, like Maharishi, mm-hmm. don't you think it's rather, I'm a bit scared to deal with this. So some people have different point of views, you know?
Yes, but so you have to say that according to your level of truth, your take. And so you be true to yourself in being true to that person. When you go about, stay alert and not force staying alert, just stay alert, and things come and ideas come that will, you know, show you the way.
Things are starting to pick up for me back in Berlin. It's money in the bank, David Lynch promised. And sure enough, my movie finally got funding. My financial crisis is over, at least for now. Marie has announced her return from New York, and I want to surprise her by creating a home she'll fall in love with. My dark days are over. It's time for enlightenment. From now on, I'm going to trust my intuition and finally make my ideas into films. Marie's Romanian grandmother is ready to help.
Hier ist deine Position. Wir wollen dir sozusagen diesen Vorhang hier benutzen,
okay.
Um dich dahinter zu verstecken.
So, und die Marie zu überraschen.
Genau. Ja, also die Idee ist, dass du hinter diesem Vorhang sitzt, wovon Marie natürlich nichts ahnt.
Ja, okay. Und was muss ich weitermachen?
Marie ahnt natürlich nicht, dass ihre Oma hinter dem Vorhang sitzt, weil der Vorhang geschlossen ist. David, was ist denn hier los? Es ist ja... Was hast du denn gemacht? Es ist ja wunderschön. Was ist denn das für ein irrer Vorhang hier? Und das ist der Moment, wo du in Erscheinung trittst, also wo man zum ersten Mal was von dir hört. Und was das jetzt sein könnte...
Ich sage ihr,
dass du Marie,
nur Marie, ganz, ganz lieb und leise, Marie. Afară ninge liniștit în casă arde focul.
Oma, ach, was machst du hier, Oma?
Ach, Marie, guck mal, ich gebe dir einen Zauberschlüssel. Făt frumos, dă okay fermecată. Lui Ileana Cosânzeana.
Oh, God.
Marie?
Oh nein! Oma, wie lange sitzt du hier schon im Dunkeln? Oh Gott!
Oh, warum?
Oma, wie lange sitzt du hier schon? Oh Gott! Nein, das ist ja schrecklich, wie lange sitzt du hier denn schon? Oh Gott, ich kann jetzt hier gar nicht mehr wegfahren. Und diese Vase, hast du eine Vase? Und Blumen, oh wie schön. Und überall kleine Kobolde und Gedichte und Kerzen und eine neue Lampe. Was hast du denn alles? Oh,
guck mal,
das Ganze. Ja, und oh mein Gott, oh wie schön. Oh wie schön, ihr seid ja so süß. Ciao.
But even though Marie likes the new apartment, 10 days later she's gone. Back to New York. At least now I can fully concentrate on transcendental meditation again. Maharishi recommends abstinence anyway. I traveled to Holland, to the TM World Center, the Raja's headquarters. I gained the trust of the TM leadership while filming Maharishi's funeral. They permit me to film Guru Purnima, the Guru's festival. This gathering is also the organization's annual meeting. It's the first one since Maharishi passed away. Until his death, Maharishi controlled his empire from here. His favorite instrument is played in his honor.
Namaste, pleased to meet you.
As a promising new follower, my camera team and I are allowed unrestricted access to the nerve center of the organization. We can even attend an internal presentation.
The other side is construction. If you calculate the total amount of money...
They are building a gigantic settlement in the center of India. TM is collecting millions for its construction.
Even in total, it's about $400 million that's required. And $200 million we really have already. Probably about $65-68 million has already gone into the Brahmastan. So again, about halfway there.
The huge colony is designed to be the capital of world peace. Thousands of yogic flyers will be settled here to bring heaven on earth through meditation. The project is financed by TM followers worldwide.
And when it's done, perpetual 8,000 yogic flying Vedic pundits doing that performance, I'd like to all have you join us there, because that's where my wife and I would like to be. Heaven on earth.
Maharishi's former palace. Today the Maharaja lives here. The Lebanese Harvard graduate was Maharishi's personal doctor and one of his closest confidants. Today he's his successor. He's making his first appearance on this holiest of days. Will he be accepted as the new leader?
Guru Purnima, this very special day, the full moon in the middle of the year, the fullest of the moon. That is the day of the Guru. This is the first one. Without him, how much we would have wanted to offer to Maharshi our achievements. Before Maharshi left, he said, "My work is done." And he gave us that responsibility of upholding infinity and creating heaven on earth. And that is what we hope we can offer him on January 12 or on the next Guru Purnima.
The Raja's applause is deceptive. Less than 1 year after the Guru's death, a power struggle shakes his empire.
Knowing and known, and then now we transcend.
The new leader's authority is questioned by a close confidant of Maharishi's.
I'm not saying anything new. You already know about it. I'm just saying to just verify that I'm saying to you correct thing.
Maharishi's old companion demands an equal role on par with the Maharaja. He says that it would have been the Guru's will.
I support Maharshi to achieve his goals and whatever directions he has given. I will not support anything which is going against his will.
When it's apparent that the Indian is truly challenging the Maharaja, he's instantly cut off. And we are no longer allowed to film. I'm told that I can't use the footage we just shot, and that the finished film will have to be approved by the TM leadership. Raja Emanuel takes me under his wing.
Schuhe ausziehen hier?
The freshly crowned King of Germany wants me to understand the basic idea behind Maharishi's peace plan.
Unbesiegbarkeit ist ein Zustand, in dem kein Feind geboren wird, weder im Inneren noch im Äußeren eines Landes. Das heißt, es entsteht keine Negativität. Man hat keine Feinde, man hat nur Freunde. Und nur, wenn man nur Freunde hat und keine Feinde, ist man unbesiegbar. In dem Moment, wo man kämpfen muss, ist man nicht mehr unbesiegbar. Alle Menschen, alle 80 Millionen Leute in Deutschland werden in Harmonie leben, wenn 1000 yogische Flieger an einem Ort in Deutschland zusammen sind. Das ist unglaublich. Maharishi hat uns schon das ganze Wissen gegeben. Wir brauchen nichts mehr neu entwickeln. Wir brauchen nur das Wissen, was Maharishi uns gegeben hat, anzuwenden und umzusetzen in der Gesellschaft.
Is this how TM imagines heaven on earth? A bunch of kings who speak of world peace, but silence critical voices? Yogic flyers making Germany invincible. Where do these ideas come from? The idea of invincibility came to Maharishi in Switzerland. By the early 70s, his movement had grown into a global organization. The Guru purchased two luxury hotels. Here he founded his world government and developed yogic flying, a meditation technique which defies gravity and allows one to float weightlessly in the air.
Maharishis Anliegen war immer die Integration der Stille mit der Aktivität.
Und wenn sie, egal was sie machen, diese innere Stille nicht mehr verlieren, dann sind sie erleuchtet. Und sie können nur wirklich schweben und fliegen, wenn sie diese innere Stille absolut immer präsent haben, egal was passiert.
Und haben Sie schon jemanden gesehen, der geflogen ist?
Ich selber habe noch niemanden gesehen, nein. Aber wir haben uns alle, ich praktiziere es ja selber, alle die Erfahrung gemacht von Momenten, wo man spürt, dass wenn man abhebt, dass man nicht gleich wieder zurückfällt.
Maharishi muss ja selber ein yogischer Flieger gewesen sein, der erleuchtet war und demnach dazu fähig war, zu fliegen. Ja. Warum hat er es nicht selber demonstriert?
Weil er ein sehr bescheidener Mensch ist.
In the parliamentary hall of the former TM world government, Raja Felix conducts a ceremony for Swiss Independence Day, just like in Maharishi's times. At the time, Switzerland was the richest country in the world. Its success was attributed to the positive energy of the yogic flyers. The most loyal and wealthiest of Maharishi's followers were chosen to be governors and ministers in his world parliament. To become a Raja, you better have deep pockets.
Ich habe im Internet eine Seite gefunden, wo ich mich anmelden könnte fürs als Raja-Training, aber da muss ich $1 Million aufbringen. Wie haben Sie das geschafft?
Mit einem Wunder. Ich habe eine sehr fleißige Frau und sie war sehr erfolgreich als Meditationslehrerin. Und es hat nicht gereicht finanziell. Auf das hin hat sie ganz entspannt in einem Restaurant sitzen mit einer Freundin. Das erwähnt, dass sie das so gern machen würde, aber dass es nicht klappt. Ne? Und dann hat diese gute Freundin gesagt: Warum hast du mir das nicht früher gesagt? Ich bin bereit, dir die Differenz zu bezahlen. Und damit war dann die Anmeldung unterwegs und wir beide sind auf dem Raja-Training-Kurs marschiert, geflogen, gefahren.
I still enjoy meditating regularly. But to me, TM seems more like a clever business plan. Some believe that enlightenment is for sale. Germany is graced with royalty. On his European TM tour, David Lynch stops in Berlin to present a new educational system to the public.
Thank you very much, everybody. Very good to be here in Berlin with you all. And we're here today establishing this invincible Germany University. This university will be different than other universities, with the addition of this technique to open the door to the transcendent enlightenment.
Ich bin zum Raja von Deutschland gekrönt worden, um Deutschland mit Unbesiegbarkeit zu krönen. Und wir haben heute den Teufelsberg gekauft und wir werden auf diesem Teufelsberg den Turm der Unbesiegbarkeit für Deutschland bauen.
Genau,
der greift
uns dann an, unbesiegbar gegen wen denn?
Ich bin ein guter Deutscher, ich bin ein Deutscher, der Deutschland unbesiegbar machen will.
Adolf Hitler wollte das auch.
Ja, aber leider hat er es nicht geschafft, weil er die Technik nicht hat.
Nein.
Was Sie da vorführen, ist ein ganz schlechtes Theater.
Und Sie sind der neue König, oder was?
Lächerlicher Depp.
Ja, aber wirklich ein lächerlicher Depp.
Words, we understand, trigger things in us. You all have a history. And Roger Emanuel has triggered things. But he's a great human being doing something for Germany on the deepest level. On the deepest level.
In spite of everything, the cornerstone ceremony is held as planned on Devil's Mountain, with Berlin's TM community standing by.
What's the shovels here?
Yeah. Where, which direction is east, Roger Emanuel? Right there, huh?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's coming.
For invisible Germany.
Okay, we're... And then this one goes here.
Unbesiegbares Deutschland! Unbesiegbares Deutschland! Unbesiegbares Deutschland!
Ja, wunderbar.
Ja, perfekt.
Das ist perfekt.
Ich würde eher sagen, starkes Deutschland. Spielvolles.
As part of his extensive campaign, David Lynch has laid cornerstones for TM universities in 15 countries. Nowhere has he gotten into such hot waters as here in Berlin. Devil's Mountain was built from the rubble of World War II. During the Cold War, the CIA used it as a monitoring station. Now TM wants to build a university of invincibility here? Does David Lynch really believe yogic flyers will bring heaven to Berlin? Fly to New York to see Marie again. We've grown apart by being separated for such a long time. And now I seem to have some competition.
You have this great technique.
Now she's not so sure about us.
Nacken zu offenbaren. Schisse? Sag mir vom Gefühl her.
David Lynch is in town as well. He's holding a press conference to present his new project, Transcendental Meditation for School Kids.
The David Lynch Foundation for Consciousness-Based Education and World Peace raises money to give transcendental meditation to any student anywhere in the world who wants it. If we can get this to 1 million kids, it'll be huge. Welcome now, Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney.
It was a great gift that Maharishi gave us. For me, it came at a time when we were looking for something to kind of stabilize us towards the end of the crazy 60s. And it's a lifelong gift. You know, it's something that you can call on at any time. And I think it's a great thing. I think it's a particularly great thing what David and the Foundation is doing, putting it in schools and allowing kids to experience something that I don't think they otherwise would have had the chance to experience.
While the stars are fundraising, I meet with a former TM governor and renegade. He says he's given counseling to over 2,000 TM dropouts.
Many of the people that I work with have been struggling with depression for most of their adult life. In the TM movement, we were discouraged from getting medical help. traditional Western medical health or mental health.
Supposedly, Maharishi exploited his followers through overpriced courses and questionable herbal medicines.
As to whether we're going to actually go forward or not.
I have to get to David Lynch. Ever since I refused to let the TM leadership censor my movie, the wind has changed. My interview requests are rejected by the David Lynch Foundation.
Where shall we direct Swiss television to go?
Finally, disguised as a Swiss TV crew, we managed to get an appointment. Unfortunately, a TM assistant recognizes us.
I don't know what you're expecting to get, because there's no appointment.
It's an interview, for sure. We're here for, from Swiss television.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Now we have to wait for his boss, the David Lynch Foundation PR manager.
Was man ihm jetzt auch mal sagen kann, ist, dass sie jetzt mal endlich aufhören müssen, dich so zu behandeln, als ob du ein Filmstudent bist.
Ja, aber das ist jetzt nicht, glaube ich, die Strategie.
Doch, aber auf so eine Art und Weise, dass man mit so einer bisschen anderen Professionalität dem begegnet.
Hi. Hey, Bobby.
Hi there.
I don't think we've ever met.
So the thing is, David is not interested in, just to be perfectly blunt, in the story that people make up stuff. It says TM is a cult or a religion because it's not. And there are people my age, largely, in the U.S., one or two people, we're just being completely straightforward here. So, oh, it's a religion, it's a money-making cult, Martian mind control.
Here's the thing I have to tell you.
Yes.
I'd like you to turn this off.
After some negotiation, I'm finally granted a 10-minute interview. But only under the condition that I don't ask critical questions. How can I face my idol now?
Hey David, thank you for meeting you again. Yeah.
You want some water or some
coffee?
I'm
gonna get a Coca-Cola soon.
A Coca-Cola?
Yeah, thanks.
Shall we just start or you wanna wait for the Coke?
No, start.
Okay. As I'm doing research, I come across many, many strange stories. I feel like a detective in a little mm-hmm. bit, like in Blue Velvet. And suddenly you hear something, you hear a sound.
Sure.
Or you find an ear in the grass and you wonder what it's all about. People come to me and stories come to me a lot and it's hard to tell what's right and what's wrong. Also with Maharishi, it's very controversial, you know?
There's nothing really controversial. What would you say is controversial?
It's strange to have a spiritual organization having so many business-oriented products.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. You know, if you want to take a vitamin called Amrit, you better hope there's a business behind it. You better hope somebody's manufacturing it because it does so much good for the body. So you can go and you can order it. And you could go to a store some places and get it. And this is beautiful, whereas before you couldn't. To me, there's nothing out there as great as the initial teaching, transcendental meditation. That's the number one thing. That's what Maharishi started with, effortless transcending. The rest, frosting on the cake. And an organization so that if you want to learn to meditate, You can go somewhere and find a teacher, a legitimate teacher. And it needs an organization. Somebody has to train these teachers. And all this stuff has to be, you know, organized. And now there's a beautiful bunch working 24/7, like Maharishi, to make peace in the world, to bring enlightenment, full potential to the individual. Huge. Nobody did that. Nobody did what Maharishi did. And some people come out and try to hurt that. It's like, you know, tell them to go far away. Leave us alone.
Ich kann Lynch total verstehen, dass es, wenn er sagt zu dir, I want people to leave us alone, then I totally respect that. And I'm going to leave him alone, and I want them to leave me alone. And that's like the end of the story.
They don't leave us alone, you know?
What do you mean? Of course they leave you alone. They're not like...
Stell dir mal vor, du hast dein Kind auf einer Public School, wo dieses System eingeführt wird, und dein Vater ist gestorben, weil er nur noch Ayurveda-Produkte eingenommen hat.
Aber das stimmt nicht, David. Nicht Alpha.
Dich in diese Sachen einkaufen.
Das stimmt aber nicht, David.
Fortgeschrittenen Kurse.
Nein, David, du bist schon genauso obsessed mit diesem Beruf.
Bin ich überhaupt nicht.
Wie andere Leute, doch. Ich finde das irgendwie ein bisschen komisch, diese berühmte Persönlichkeit zu belästigen für einen Film, den du machen willst, weil du dich entschieden hast, jetzt irgendwie mit David Lynch obsessed zu sein. Aber er will nichts mit dir zu tun haben.
Aber er ist nicht einfach David Lynch, sondern er ist eine Promotionsfigur geworden. Er ist eine Werbefigur geworden für eine Organisation.
Ja, und?
Was
geht dich denn das an? Was geht David Lynch an? Why are you...
Das ist ein Thema. Das ist ein Thema.
But he's not the president. He's not George Bush.
I wanted to talk to Marie about our relationship. But there's not much to say. Her love for me seems to be on holiday. And there's still that other guy.
Und bist du noch verliebt? Fisch?
Weiß ich nicht. Weiß ich nicht so genau. Aber es hat nichts damit zu tun.
Aber du denkst, dass es noch genau richtig ist eigentlich?
Ja.
Und die Wohnung in Berlin willst du auflösen?
Ja, ich glaube, es ist am besten.
After more than a year of daily meditation, my life is a complete disaster. My girlfriend dumped me, David wants to lynch me, and TM is threatening to sue. Are these the blissful effects of transcendental meditation? I want to get to the bottom of things. I discover a book by a TM dropout featuring a list of the top secret mantra syllables. Someone has censored them. The expensive TM mantras are not chosen for specific individuals. Instead, they are pre-assigned according to age groups. The neurologist Michael Persinger has been studying meditation for years. He can help me test the effects of my mantra.
And then using my old mantra.
My brain waves are measured while I meditate with my TM mantra, a word in Sanskrit. For the second measurement, I choose a random word in German and repeat it silently, just like a mantra.
So his left temporal, wow.
Yeah, way up.
See,
there, the yellow
so most of the effect took place in your left temporal, which is the one involved with your actual thinking. During the first one, you repeated the Sanskrit, which obviously didn't have as much temporal lobe activation and relaxation effect. The second mantra, which was your personal one, shows a tremendous increase in power. It was much more beneficial for you to use that German mantra, your personal mantra, in terms of producing meditation effects. The cult always has to present something new or people get bored. So what starts as a simple meditational procedure may then, it must go on to something more exotic. Otherwise, the novelty effect is not satisfied. So what may start as simple relaxation, to most people it becomes boring. And then it has to be flying, invisibility, immortality. Add those ideas with the feeling of being a part of a group, a special group, and you've got the formula for a cult. The incorporation of TM in the public schools is not new. If I have the person's belief by the time they're 8 or 9, I have them the rest of their life. So the earlier you inculcate a person, a human being, with a particular belief, the more likely you have them for the rest of their lives. Well, they may deviate, and rebel, but ultimately they come back. And when it comes down to emotional decisions, like who I'm going to marry, not what to say they're going to marry, who I'm going to vote for, that's where religious beliefs become powerful.
In Fairfield, at the Maharishi School of Enlightenment, TM was incorporated long before David Lynch's current campaign.
Waves of creation flowing, an ocean of knowingness, ocean of consciousness, one unbounded ocean of consciousness in motion. Waves of the Ved flowing, an ocean of knowingness, ocean of consciousness, one unbounded ocean of consciousness in motion, fully awake within itself, consciousness fully knows itself, consciousness knows itself.
And second was
according to TM, 1,000 pundits have been settled in a camp on the outskirts of Fairfield. These pundits are specially trained yogic flyers brought here from India. They are to create invincibility for America. Every month, millions of dollars are donated to the project, promising US prosperity and security. But what exactly are the pundits doing? Okay. They won't let me in at the front gate. So I try to sneak in through the fields. But I'm not welcome there either. The security guard tells me that the pundits sing holy songs. The fence is there to protect them and to make sure that they are not corrupted by American society. They wouldn't want to leave the camp anyway. The pandits are taught by TM to recite holy verses. Their ritual chanting is supposed to bring world peace. But is that reason to fence them in? Locals tell me about pandits who escaped, but were captured immediately. The more I research, the more discrepancies I uncover. I meet with former TM members, Afraid of reprisal, they want to stay anonymous. Many suffered psychological problems due to extremely long meditation programs. Others were completely ruined financially. How did Maharishi convince all these people of his lofty visions? My research takes me to New Mexico. I track down a man who was Maharishi's personal assistant, his skin boy. He wants to show me something extremely valuable that I'm not allowed to touch.
I can't describe it really, but it feels very alive. So he wore these exclusively for years and years and years until they broke. So, you know, there are some people who would probably pay a lot for these.
But if they're so precious and have so much value for you, how can you think to sell them?
Oh, I can think to sell them. I spent over $100,000 of my own money working for the movement. So, you know, if I got some of that back, I wouldn't mind.
Actually, what was the duty of a skin boy? How did it work?
Oh.
You had to carry, the name comes from carrying the deer skin.
The name comes from carrying the deer skin and the name and the fame. Yeah. Because, you know, we'd be walking into these halls with sometimes thousands of people, hundreds of people, however many. The skin boy would walk in front of him. It was like this divine air would come down from heaven and we'd be breathing it. I got addicted to that. You know, the world is a harsh place. And Marshy could be very harsh, believe me. So for a while I had trouble putting the paradox together. You know, how could he be so awful and so wonderful at the same time? But he was. He was awful and wonderful at the same time. That's just how it was. Repeatedly I would see him, you know, use people and then just kick them out. And oftentimes he would discard them when they ran out of money. You know, he would use people and then he would brush them off like flies. You know how I told you how he could get inside of you and help you sleep? He could also get inside of you and pulverize you completely. So that's what he did. He just pulverized me and told me to leave. And I was devastated for 2 years after that. He wanted me to leave because I had run out of money and because I wasn't serving him as wholeheartedly as I had been before. For example, he'd have me bring women to his room and he'd be in there with them. I'm not going to name any names, but there's no question in my mind that he had sex with the women.
To refrain from the worldly joys of life, that is a monkish way of life. If one wants to lead a spiritual life, one has to renounce the world. I had the idea that I must renounce the world in order to be really a spiritual man, a yogi.
For the sake of spiritual progress, Maharishi recommended sexual abstinence to his followers. But it was always rumored that he wasn't strict with his own celibacy. Judith Berg is the first who dares to speak out on camera. Today, the former TM teacher works as a shamanic healer.
I just think all the time I was in complete awe. I felt so incredibly, I felt loved. I felt special. I mean, he was amazing to be with. So when I came to India, for me, it was like, oh, I'm going to get to meet, it's like meeting Jesus here and now, you know. And then to have someone who's almost like God, fall in love with you or treat you in that special way. I mean, it was really hard for me to grasp. I was exceedingly happy. I did not in any way feel invaded. And I was never forced into any situation with him. And he took me to this room in his house that was down on the floor below. He called it his cave. Small room, it's his meditation cave. So we sat there, and I think he must have spoken to me about something to do with my meditation, if my meditation was good. And then all of a sudden he started to pet my hair. He started to go like this, stroking my hair. And I was just, you know, what is this? And he laughed, you know, it was so easy for him to laugh. He giggled and he laughed and he said, don't tell anyone, don't tell anyone. Oh, I haven't opened it for some time. So one day I went into his room and he wasn't there, he had just left. It's kind of embarrassing, but I just went over to his hairbrush and took out his hair. You know, it's this thing we do, we humans. If someone means something to us, we want a piece of their hair, a lock of their hair. So I took it. I asked him at one point, what would you do if I became pregnant? And he said, get married quick. And he didn't mean to him. He meant that he would arrange some kind of marriage for me quickly. So I think when I asked him that question and I got that answer, I understood that this would never be a normal relationship in that way. And then in time, I also noticed that he started to get interested in other young women. So that period of 2 years, it was like not as often and then less often. And toward the end, it was clear to me that he was interested in other women at that time. So I just decided to leave.
In Colorado, I find Earl Kaplan, who was TM's biggest financer.
It's fine here? Okay.
He donated more than $150 million to TM projects. The successful publisher left the movement in 2004 and moved from Fairfield to the Rocky Mountains.
But it looks beautiful this
way. Oh, yeah, you can almost see that. In the TM organization, the whole idea was to sit, let it be. You know, just not really do anything. You think of a mechanical repetition of a mantra, and then good things come. And in life, you were supposed to do less and accomplish more. It doesn't work. I've never met a successful person who had the idea that if they did less, they would accomplish more. You know, people in business succeed when they are very focused. So I had donated all this money to help build a permanent 10,000 group of India that Mahesh had always been saying would bring world peace. So I believe in 2000, Neil Patterson showed me some pictures of some buildings they had built. And they were missing roofs, and he showed me the pictures of the groups of people, and they moved the different people around in the picture to try to make me believe they had more people than they had. And I looked at that and I thought, what a joke. And then another time I was sitting with Mahesh, and we were talking about getting different groups together, and there were a lot of discussions, and I said, Maharishi, why don't we just put a 10,000 group in place? I've donated enough money to support a group like that in India. And with 10,000 people, you've been saying there would be world peace right away. And he looked at me and he said, Earl, I have no idea if a 10,000 group would create world peace. We would have to create that group and see what effects it would have. And I was shocked because Mahesh had done numerous fundraisers, you know, gotten so many thousands of people to donate money with this idea that he was going to create a permanent 10,000 group that would usher in world peace. And when we were in private, he told me he had no idea. That was amazing to me, just amazing.
But you've been the biggest donator in the history of TM.
As far as I know, and I'm not really proud of that fact either.
Okay.
I did talk to a person who says they saw the will, Mahesh's will, you know, putting, you know, certain large amounts of money to different people of his family. Rumor has it that the family became one of the wealthiest families in India. And, you know, it wasn't until after I had left the TM movement, or right at the end that I was in the movement, that I went to India for the first time. And, you know, things cost 1/40th in India what they do here. You know, so the money that my brother and I donated should have, you know, revolutionized the lives of tens of thousands of people. I don't think much happened.
Meanwhile, the David Lynch Foundation gets wind of my interviews with the TM dropouts. Now Lynch himself wants to see the final cut of my movie. Otherwise, his lawyer is going to sue me. Yet it was David Lynch who encouraged me to find my own truth. And Maharishi's truth. Travel to India. What has become of the huge project where thousands of pundits are supposed to be meditating for world peace? I seek out two pundits who have just left the movement.
Rajesh,
yeah.
And Prem.
Yeah.
They lead me to a remote valley where they were working until recently. So this is the capital of world peace, the Brahmastan of India? TM claims that almost $100 million have been invested in the settlement of 8,000 yogic flyers here. Once again, we are not allowed to film. Time for Plan B. My companions dress me up like a Western pundit. I approach the gate without my camera team. The security guard, flabbergasted by my appearance, lets me pass. He even gives me a guided tour. Most of the buildings are empty. Only 8 pundits are reciting holy verses. no trace of the 8,000. Heaven on Earth is a bunch of stage props, a ghost town, far from India's vibrant spirituality. After the heated situation in the Brahmastan, I try to cool off in the holy Ganges. In Haridwar, a place of pilgrimage in North India, people have gathered to celebrate Ganga Aarti, a Hindu ritual for the Mother Ganges. I long to find the true core of Maharishi's teachings. Upstream, I search for the source of his knowledge. Where does the meditation that I learned come from? High up in the Himalayan mountains, near the border to Tibet, I reach Jyotir Math, the monastery where Maharishi's spiritual career began a long time ago. In those days, Guru Dev led the monastery, a well-respected and admired Indian master. They say that he ordered Maharishi to spread his meditation technique around the world. Another man served Guru Dev at that time, Swami Swarupanand. Today he is considered Guru Dev's successor.
ऐसा है कि गुरुदेव के ही हम शिष्य हैं तो हमारा दंड संन्यास है दंड ग्रहण किया था गुरुजी से और इन लोगों को वो दंड नहीं मिल सकता था क्योंकि ये ब्राह्मण नहीं थे ये ब्रह्मचारी थे और महेश उनके यहाँ चिट्ठी पत्री लिखा करते थे सेक्रेटरी हैं और उनके पास वो कभी योग योग सीखते नहीं थे जाति से कायस्थ थे महेश योगी तो उनको मंत्र देने का अधिकार नहीं था कि जो सदगुरु होता है वो अपने शिष्य से कुछ याचना नहीं करता कोई अपेक्षा नहीं करता कि हमको कुछ मिले शिष्य चाहता है कि हम गुरु की सेवा करें वो अपनी तबीयत से करता है जो गुरु हैं वो अपना ज्ञान बेचते नहीं हैं देते हैं जो हमारे गुरु जी थे ब्रह्मानंद जी उनके यहाँ ये लिखा रहता था यहाँ द्रव्य चढ़ाना मना है अगर आपको कुछ चढ़ाना हो तो अपने दुर्गुण चढ़ाइए ये लिखा रहता तो जो महेश योगी ने बताया वैसा करेंगे तो उसमें आपकी श्रद्धा बनेगी नहीं तो आप एक ऐसा ध्यान का प्रकार लेकर जाएं और गंगोत्री जाएं, गमोक जाएं, हिमालय में जाएं और उसको अपना उसके अनुसार जीवन डाल लें।
Head further up the Himalayas, home of the gods, to find the source of the river Ganges. I befriend a sadhu on my way up. His name is Anna Baba. A sadhu renounces the world to dedicate himself entirely to meditation. The cold and thinning air doesn't seem to bother him.
Oh. Babaji. Oh. Man, how do you do that? What is the secret? What is in your mind?
My God, Shiva.
At around 4,500 meters, we meet other sadhus.
Bam bam, kuchro hardam, dokhanagam. Sedo, khao piyo sajje khabbe kuddo. Om guru terai hukum turu dam dam, pehle guru baad mein ham. Chalam surke, khabar liyai turke, kitne mar gaye angrej, kitne turge turke. शिव लहरे तेरी जटा में गंगा बहरे बम बम खुश रहो हरदम
Oh when the saints go marching in I want to be in right number Oh when the saints go marching in
Anna Baba is always meditating, even when walking. His footsteps are his mantra, the mountains are his gods. I feel small and insignificant, but he who can harmonize body and mind can grow beyond himself.
Down like this?
Straight, always straight.
What straight? No good smell.
Finally, we reach the source of the Ganges. The mountain lake reflects the clouds, and I'm floating in heaven on earth. Someone who shows you the way can lead you astray. Despite all my meditating, I'm still searching for the most important thing.
Back in Berlin, Marie comes to visit. I show her my new favorite place. We get along better than ever since we broke up.
It is?
Apparently she's taking a liking to me again.
Ich liebe deine Schuhe, David.
Hier hat Lynch diesen Grundstein gelegt damals.
TM still hasn't paid for the property on Devil's Mountain. There'll never be a University of Invincibility here.
Ist ja echt geil.
But Marie already has new plans.
Ja. Nix machen, nix, gar nichts. Vielleicht ein Fenster, aber boah, immer vor, das sind deine Fenster. Das ist alles Glas. Und dein Bett steht hier und du wachst morgens auf und das ist dein Fenster. Oh, das wäre so geil. Kovalila, Kovaloli. Im Westflügel.
Aus. Versuch es mal, von deinem Kopf lebt höchstens eine Laus. Denn für dieses Leben ist der Mensch nicht schlau genug. Niemals merkt er eben diesen Lug und Trug. Ja, mach nur einen Plan, sei nur ein großes Licht. Kann man auch einen zweiten Plan, gehen tun sie beide nicht. Denn für dieses Leben ist der Mensch nicht schlecht genug. Doch sein höheres Streben ist ein schöner Zug.
Schöner Zug. Ja, renn
nur nach dem Glück, doch renne nicht zu sehr. Denn alle rennen nach dem Glück und das Glück rennt hinterher. Denn für dieses Leben ist der Mensch nicht aufrichtig genug. Drum ist all sein Streben nur ein Selbstbetrug.